Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is when somebody is saying Kiddush, Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush on Yontev, and he's being motzi other people, so he's saying Kiddush for the other people, one person, many people. Our question is, how does he divide up the wine in his cup so that everyone else can drink? So before that, let's take a step back and recap what we saw yesterday, because we are going to build on what we saw yesterday. So question number one from yesterday is, in fact, to the people who are being yotze the Kiddush, do they have to drink of the Kiddush wine or not? And we said, in fact, Meikar Adin, they do not have to drink of the Kiddush wine. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Or HaChaim, Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Yudalid, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, Sheet Amu Kulam, the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, the ideal is that everyone should drink of the Kiddush wine. Everyone should drink of it. That is the ideal thing to do. So certainly, the Mekadesh, the person who says the Kiddush, he should drink a Malei Lugmav. If he is unable to, from whatever reason, Malei Lugmav is a cheekful. That's a subjective standard based on half of his mouth being full, his cheekful. And if he is unable to, he can give it to somebody else who can drink in his stead. Ideally, he will taste also. This person who says Kiddush, he should taste it and give it to somebody else. But somebody has to drink a full cheek, a mala lugmav. But b'diavad, if he can't drink it, if somebody else can't drink the full amount, they can divide that mala lugmav between a few people. Okay, having said that, so we've seen it's a mitzvah, mina muvchar. Ideally, everyone should taste of the Kiddush wine. Then we had the next question, so does that mean everyone should drink of the Kiddush wine from the cup that the bracha was set on? It doesn't mean literally everyone should drink from that cup itself, but from that wine, should that be divided up? Or can people, for example, hold the cup in front of them? They can hold the cup during Kiddush and drink of their own wine. And we brought three different opinions in this regard. The pasuk of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's okay to drink of your own cup. That's also lechatchila. Ein sarech lishpoch mikos hamekadesh lekosos yayin shlifneim mesubin. There's no requirement to divide up from the actual cup that the Kiddush was set upon. People can hold their own Kiddush cups with wine in it and they can drink it. Nonetheless, we did say that there are some poskim that say that there is a hiddur. The ideal way is to have not from your own Kiddush cup, from the Kiddush cup of the person who said Kiddush. So that would be the ideal, the hitter, the ideal way to do it, but either way really works. And accordingly, now we're getting to our question of the day. If we're going to divide it up between the people from the actual Kiddush cup, how should we do it? People want, they want to do the hitter, they want to have from the Kiddush cup, they don't have enough of their own wine, they don't have enough cups, whatever the case may be, we're going to divide it up now from the Kiddush cup. How should that be done? We're going to bring a couple of options. Actually, I think about three plus options. So we're going to start with a possible problem with doing this in the sense that there's a problem having Kiddush wine that is pagum. Pagum means that somebody has drunk from it. And accordingly, if the person who says Kiddush drinks from the wine and then divides it up to other people, that is going to be a problem. Apparently, that when they get it to drink it, it's going to be pagum because the Mekadesh already drank from that Kiddush wine. That's a problem. So the Tashbitz addresses this, then he says, in fact, I'll read it inside, Shose HaGadol V'Achar HaChem, if you can do that, if the person who said Kiddush, he drinks, and afterward other people, so don't we have a problem when he gives it out, it's going to be pagum for them, V'Afal Pi Shebishah Sheshosim Hu Kos Pagum, even though he drank it, it wasn't pagum, but when he gives it out to other people, it's going to be pagum because the person who said the Kiddush drank it before they did. It's not a problem. It's not by when you drink it, but it's when the Kiddush was said, was that Kiddush wine pagum at the time? And it wasn't. When the person said Kiddush, that was wine that had not been drunk from, and accordingly he drank it. So it's not pagum, and it's okay to be pagum if people are drinking it there afterwards. So kevan shebishas kedusha at the time of the Kiddush lahavi, it wasn't pagum, leislam ba, it's not going to be a problem. So we have option number one, when we want to divide up the Kiddush wine, is number one, that you can drink from it, the person is mekadesh, and then give it to other people, and it's not going to be a problem of it's being pagum, because it wasn't pagum at the time that the Kiddush was said. Now, what is on everyone's mind here, obviously, is that who wants to drink Kiddush wine from somebody who has drunk from it? That would not be acceptable in the Corona age. So Rav Rimon in his Sefer says, this pitaron, this solution here, maybe it'll work for those in the family. People in the family, father, mother, siblings, maybe they're not going to care when the father drank from it. Maybe they will. I think we would. But nonetheless, that may work for the family, but it's not going to work for the guests. And if you pass a cup, it may work for them, it may work for, they may not work for them. If you're going to do this and you're going to pass a cup that you were drunk from already, you're putting the guests in a very difficult and embarrassing situation if they do not want to drink from that wine, which would be a normal thing. In fact, this is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to go a little bit more in depth than usual, because this is fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Orachaim Siman Kuf Aleph, in the halachas of Seudas. We're not talking about the halachas on Shabbos per se. This applies all week long. And he says in Seif Tazayin, Lo Yishtem Ha'akos V'yitan L'chaveiro, don't drink from a cup and give it to your friend to drink, Mipnei Sakanas Nefashos, because it is a danger. It is a sakana, a real sakana to life. What's the sakana there? Somebody may die. So that is a discussion, a fascinating discussion in the Taz. And he brings in the name of the Rashal as follows. It's going to be, you're going to pass the cup to somebody, and it's going to be gross to them. Ma'islay, lishtad mimashashirza, it's going to be disgusting. A, drink from a cup. You pass it over to B to drink from it. B is going to be gross down. That's what it says. Ma'islay, it is disgusting to him to drink from what was left over in that cup. The afshar, dinis arev, roko sham, it could be that the saliva of A is in that cup. Of course it's going to be in that cup. And B is going to be really uncomfortable. He's going to be embarrassed. It's going to be a sakana, sakanas nefashos, when you put somebody in that terrible, embarrassing, and uncomfortable situation. So that's explanation number one. And explanation number two, this is the Taz continuing. The Taz, by the way, was written 400 years ago, approximately 400 years ago, and then he brings from a much earlier Sefer, and this is where it gets really fascinating. Aval Ani Raisi says, I saw in the Sefer Tzavas Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Now, who is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol that wrote this tzava, a bunch of different things, halachas that were brought by Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. So there is a machlokes who wrote this sefer as early as Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who lived at the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. We're talking 2,000 years ago, or as late as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, who was one of the great, of the Gedolim of the Ashkenazim, who lived in the 11th century. Again, we're talking many, many years ago, almost 1,000 years ago. So between almost 1,000 years ago and 2,000 years ago, we have a quote in the Taz, in the name of the Sefer Tzavas, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, who says as follows, Shemazir, warn people me'od, in a significant way, don't do this, me'lishtot mikosh shir chavero, don't drink, B, don't drink from the leftovers of what A, drink from, why not? We're not talking now about A, handing a cup to B, and B is going to be very uncomfortable, he's going to be embarrassed, etc., etc. That's not the situation. It's not even handing. The warning is to B, if you got a cup there, even if it's just sitting on the table, don't drink from it. Why? Ki shema yesh lo ezecholi betoch gufo. It could be that A, who drank from it, maybe he has some disease, maybe he has some sickness, maybe he has some germs inside his body. V'yetze ruach mipiv, and maybe the ruach, the air is going to come out of his mouth, la'oto shir, and it's going to go into the leftovers. It's going to be left over in that cup, and that is going to be a sakanas nefashos. What's a sakanas nefashos? So the Taz explains what Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol is talking about. Ela demaz here. He is warning people. Shelo yiten lo. Don't drink it. Don't take it. Deshema mibnei abusha. That's the kablenu. He's talking the first one. That's the first explanation. Is because he's going to be embarrassed. But here we're saying that it's not even about embarrassment. I just went a little bit out of order. I apologize. So he went back to the first explanation. The explanation, first explanation is you give it to somebody, he's going to be embarrassed, and he's going to, that's a sakana. Don't do that to somebody. But here we're saying something else, that we're talking about germs. And it could be that people have germs, and that's the real sakana. The sakana is somebody is going to get sick if they leave something on the table and B comes and drinks it. That could be a very, very big problem. And the Taz concludes here, Ubemes Raisi, I in fact saw Bemedinas Acheretz in certain countries, not in our country, but people are very careful not to drink from the leftovers of their friends. So this is a fascinating thing here. We have the Taz quoting from either 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, don't drink from somebody else's cup because of the germs in there. So let's get back. We are still in solution number one. We said the Tashbis, is there going to be a problem of the wine bringing pagum? Because if the Mekadesh drinks from it, the person saying Kiddush, he drinks from it, hands it to somebody else, then it's going to be pogum. He says, no, it's not a problem, because at the time the Kiddush was said, it wasn't pogum, not a problem. However, we see here that this is not the best of solutions. Maybe in a family, people are comfortable doing that, but out of the family, we have two problems. If you hand your cup that you drink from, you're going to embarrass somebody. He's not going to want to drink from it. He may not want to drink from it. And number two, even if you don't hand it to him, B should not be drinking from somebody else's cup, because it could have real germs in it. Not an embarrassment thing that he's going to be disgusted by drinking from somebody who drank out of it because his saliva is there. But we have germs. People could get very sick. That could be the sakana. Not the best of solutions, number one. Solution number two, Tosfos and others bring this, that the Mekadesh should pour out of his cup first. Very simple. Instead of drinking first and then giving it to other people, pour out of your cup, the Mekadesh, into other people's cups. Pour it first and then drink from your cup. So that would be the more simpler solution. It does have a little bit of a gap between when the Mekadesh is going to drink, because he's pouring into other cups, or at least another cup. There are some things that we have to know about if we are using this solution. So Tosfos in Psachim Kofei Amud Bey says as follows, he has a Chiddush, Gam Ashtriya Tzricha Liyot Mikoshi Yesh Bo Ravis. He does say that you have to be careful if you're doing this, that you're going to pour out before drinking in order to give to other people. You have to be careful to leave a revi'is of wine in the cup itself. So you have to leave a revi'is, and we would say that that is, it's a machlokas what a revi'is is. Is it 86 cc's or is it 150 cc's? So that is something that you have to be careful about. In fact, this is brought lahalacha by the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah as well. So if we're going to be doing this, that we're going to be pouring out for others before drinking, and based on the first solution, you drink it, your cup has a revi'is to start with. You need a revi'is to say Kiddush, so that's not a problem in the first solution. In the second solution, you have to be careful if you're pouring out the wine for others before drinking. You have to be careful to leave in the cup a revi'is before drinking, so that's an important thing to remember. Another thing that you could do is just pour a little bit out, and you could, in the second solution, pour a little bit into somebody's cup, and you can add wine from the barrel, from the flask, whatever it is, from the bottle, from the wine bottle. So that's doable also. It doesn't have to be that all of the wine is going to come from the cup of the Mekadesh, even a tiny bit, and add to it. That is a solution as well. So what you can do is you can have a cup sitting there and pour a little bit in and add wine or grape juice into that cup and then divide it out from others. That is a possibility. You can have the wine sitting in that cup first, or a little pitcher, or pitchers, and then you can put a little bit wine, pour a little bit cup wine from the Kiddush cup itself, and then everyone can divide that up between them. That's actually what we do in our house. We have a little pitcher or two pitchers, depending on how many people are at the meal, and those have wine from the beginning of Kiddush, and then I just pour a little bit from my Kiddush cup into the pitcher or pitchers, and then those get passed along the table, and each person pours from that little pitcher into the little Kiddush cup on their plate in front of them. So that's a good solution. Another thing to remember as well, this is important, is that the people have to drink after the person says Kiddush. So the person says Kiddush, he has to drink first, so pour into the cups. They may get their Kiddush wine before he does, but they have to wait until he drinks. The Mekadesh drinks first, and then they're afterward. Okay, that was solution number two. Solution number one is the Mekadesh. He drinks first and then divides up the wine. Solution number two is that the Mekadesh, he will give out the wine to their cups, put in their cups, and then he will drink there afterward. And solution number three is that if the person, we're really building on solution number one, that if the person drinks, so we had a problem, though, the wine is now pagum, how can he give it to the other people? The Tashbis was not so concerned about that, but we do have a solution. If he does drink from it and then wants to give them afterward, he can always put a little new wine or grape juice into his cup, and that will fix the pagum problem. So it was pagum because somebody drank from that wine, but when you add some fresh wine to it, that takes away the pagum problem. So that is another possibility. That's a continuation of problem number one, of solution number one. But we have another solution also, but now we're going back to what we said originally. Does the people who are being yotzei, do they have to drink from the cup of the Mekadesh, or can they hold a cup in front of them? So that is a solution as well. It's not going to be Mekayim the Hiddur, of each person drinking from the Kiddush cup, having wine from the Kiddush cup, but it is a solution to the mitzvah min hamuvchar that everyone should drink some wine. So here it's not going to be from the Kiddush cup, it'll be from their own cups. Everyone, so this is another possibility to do, everyone holds a cup in front of them during the Kiddush and drinks from that. But then you get into the fascinating question, do they need to have a reviz in their own Kiddush cups? Either 86 cc's or 150 cc's or ml, is that required? Or can they hold a little Kiddush cup, a tiny Kiddush cup with 30 cc's in it, and that should suffice? So in fact, this comes down probably to a machlokes between the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on the one hand, and the Tosfos and Magen Avraham on the other hand. So according to the first view, the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that people, if you want to hold the Kiddush cup and listen and be yotze via shomea ka'one, I'm going to listen, and I'm going to be yotze somebody else who is saying the Kiddush, that person, according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, have to hold a kos haksheiro lebracha. That has to be that they're holding a kos, a cup, that could be used as the Kiddush cup. In other words, it has to be that he has wine in there. It's not pagum. It's good wine. But not only the wine itself, it has to have the quantity that somebody should have Kiddush, say Kiddush on it. So you have to hold a cup that holds a whole reviz of wine in it, as if that is kwaik shomeya kone. I am listening. It's as if I am saying the Kiddush, although I'm being yotze somebody else, via somebody else, but somebody else saying it and I'm intending to be yotze, it's as if I'm saying the Kiddush myself, so I would have to hold a Kiddush cup as well that would suffice to be yotze the Kiddush, which means it has to hold an entire reviz. So each person there would have to hold a full Kiddush cup, a real Kiddush cup that would hold the reviz. On the other hand, Tosfos and the Magen Avraham say that they simply have to be holding wine that could be used in a Kiddush cup. You know, in other words, their focus is not on the quantity, it's just focused on the quality of the wine. The wine cannot be pagum, but it doesn't matter the amount. So accordingly, based on this alternative view, the second view, Tosfos and the Magen Avraham, one could hold just a tiny cup, could hold a shot glass, 30 cc's, 20 cc's, 10 cc's, whatever, and that would be sufficient. So lemaisa, if we can be machmir, we can be machmir, we should be machmir. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Well, not really Meikar Din. It says, Tov, im afshar, shi'ela kol achad kos milei. Is it preferable? The ideal would be that everyone should hold a full Kiddush cup with the full amount. That would be the ideal. But truth be told, that the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be like the second view of Tosfos, that it would suffice, Tosfos and Rosh, that it would suffice to hold any amount in the cup in front of you. And in any case, this whole concept is a mitzvah min hamuvchar, meaning the person is really yotze, even if he doesn't drink at all. That would be sufficient. You heard the Kiddush, you had intent to be, you were mechaven to be yotze the Kiddush, you really don't have to drink at all. So we don't have to be so machmir on this, that you have to hold a whole Kiddush cup. It would suffice. Meikar Din, you don't have to drink at all, so certainly we can be lenient, especially in situations where it's difficult for everyone to hold a whole Kiddush cup. For example, you're at a Kiddush, then you have 100 people, 200 people there that are being yotze. The Rav of the Shul is saying Kiddush for everyone, to have everyone hold a Kiddush cup. That's not going to happen with 86 cc's of wine in it. That is not very practical. So it would suffice to even be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar if everyone holds a little cup, a little shot glass, a little bit grape juice or wine in it. That would suffice. And on that, we are going to close. Again, we are talking about the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to drink from the Kiddush cup. It's not required. And we talked about various ways that can be done. And ideally, we should do it. We should be mekayim the mitzvah, have the Kiddush wine, not meikar din. It's not required, but certainly it is a hiddur, a beautiful hiddur that everyone should drink from either the Kiddush cup or their own Kiddush cup, but at least something. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.